bye week, how did it treat you?
It was good. I mean, nice to recover, but I think I speak for a lot of people when I say we're chomping at the bit to get back after it. So it was good. I mean, it's nice to have a week off, but yeah, we're ready to play ball again.
When you guys start a season 5-0, do you kind of say, man, I wish we wouldn't have a bye week and just get right back after it?
Yeah, probably a little bit of that, but at the same time, you just got to be grateful for the opportunity to kind of recover and reset and not let 5-0 get to your head. You know what I mean? It's like you have the whole week, 2 weeks to, you got everybody, oh, you're 5-0, didn't think you'd be cool. Well, we got to go 6-0. 5-0 doesn't mean anything if you don't go 6-0. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool and all, but the bye week was kind of good for us to reset, get back to our fundamentals, clean up some of the things we've been getting away with, and really just hone in on what we do. So,
big noon kickoffs coming in. You guys are ranked 14th in the country. Does that change anything in your mindset at all?
Not at all. We're going in there to win a game. You could have Lavelle full or Lavelle empty, which it never would be, and you could have big noon or whatever. Like, the same team's coming in, and we're going to play the same game. So,
you got a very good quarterback in Fifita. He seems to get the ball out really quick. What are you guys going to try to do to slow him down in particular?
Yeah, he's really good. He's talented, really elusive outside. So contain him, keep him in the pocket as much as you can, and just limit their big plays. Make them beat you with something they haven't done yet. So that's kind of our thought process, and I don't think it's giving away any secrets with, you know, who he's going to go to with the ball. They love four, and he's a great player too. So they've got some weapons for sure, but don't let them do what they've done to other teams. So.
Talk about McMillan. I know you don't cover guys typically one-on-one, but
yeah,
he's a game-changing, game-breaking type receiver. Yeah. How difficult is it to prepare for a guy like that?
It's nothing but respect for him. I don't know if I'd call it difficult. You know, it's difficult to play against him, obviously. Good player. And like I said, nothing but respect for the way he plays. Fun to watch. So for us, I don't think anybody's nervous about it. They're just excited for the opportunity to go against him. I've said it before. We want to play the best, and he's the best. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Did you watch that Texas Tech game?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you take away from just the overall?
Texas Tech was just physical, and I think that's something that plays to our strength. It's something that we can definitely do when we play them. So be physical and play sound. Don't let them, like I said, don't let them beat you with the big plays, and don't get down if they get a big play. It's going to, you know, McMillan gets a big ball. Cool. It is what it is. Line up, play the next down.
Can you quantify how big of a home field advantage Lavelle Edwards Stadium is?
I don't think you can. Like, I don't think, because I remember people telling me that. They're like, I'm like, what's the coolest part about playing at BYU? And they're like, oh, Lavelle. I'm like, what do you mean Lavelle? Like, it's a stadium. And then you get in there like, okay, I know what they mean now. So I don't think you can really put that into, you can't quantify it. It's just, you know, if you've been there, you felt it. And, you know, when we get rolling and the crowd gets into it, you got the Rock, the fans, it's electric. It's fun. So there's nothing like it.